Kilayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Haisa Sadeh Zeru B'Tzalam. So a guy has his field that was already planted with onions. Umevakesh Lita B'Soicha Shuas Shel Deluim. But now he changes his mind, and now he wants to plant in some of this onion field. He wants to now plant rows of gourds, of Deluim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Oiker Shtei Shuros. So this is what he does. Every row, let's say, is about 4 amos. So he should uproot 2 rows, each of them are 4 amos. So that means he's uprooting, he rips out 8 amos total. V'noitea shura achas. And within these 8 amos, in the middle of these 8 amos, the middle 4 amos, he's going to plant 4 amos of gourds. And then on the sides of this, he'll have a 2 amah gap on one side and a 2 amah gap on the other side. Should be a picture below in Rabbi Yishmael's Shita. Umaniach kamas bitzolim b'makum shtei shuros. And now, since the field was an onion field anyway, so he just leaves over, he keeps walking, and he leaves over this already standing onion field in the picture. The onions, by the way, onions in a field do not grow outside the ground, as we all know. Onions grow under the ground, but I just put it there just for clarification purposes. So the onions are taking up space of 8 amos, which is 2 rows. Each row is 4 amos. And then he moves further, v'okesh shtei shuros, and he uproots another 2 rows, which is 8 amos, v'noteh shura echos. And he then plants 1 row, which is 4 amos, in the middle, which is that 4 amos of gourds, like the picture shows. So this sequence, he'll continue planting and uprooting the same way as long as the field goes. And it'll come out that there's 12 amos between all the gourds, because you have the 8 amos of the onion and the 2 amos on the side of the onion, on each side. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Oiker Shtei Shurois, V'noiteh Shtei Shurois. So Rabbi Akiva basically held that you do not need this barren area of 2 amos that Rabbi Shmuel said that you had to leave, which was that little yellow area in Rabbi Shmuel. Rather, Rabbi Akiva said, as long as you have 2 rows, even if you just have a little furrow between them, it's enough of a hacker. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Oiker Shtei Shuros. So you have this big onion field. Rip out, take out 2 rows of them, which is again 8 amos total. V'noiteh Shtei Shuros. And in those very 8 amos, plant 8 amos worth of gourds. And then all you got to do is make a little furrow and walk further. And right away, you can leave over the growing onions in that place of shtei shuos, which is 8 amos. And then you keep walking, v'oiker shtei shuos, and then uproot the next 8 amos. V'noiteh shtei shuos, and then in that area, plant the 8 amos of gourds. So you really have no barren area of separation, rather just a small ditch furrow between them, like the picture shows below in Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham Omer Ein Bein Shur LeChaver Teshtei Mesrei Amah. The Chacham say that if there's no distance between one row and its neighbor of 12 amos, we're referring to the gourds, that there's not a difference of 12 amos between the gourds, Lo Yikayim Es Azera Shel Bein Soyim. You're not allowed to leave what's planted in between them. So the Mefarshim asked, the Rav says that this is exactly, sounds like Rabbi Shmuel's Shita, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, like we said earlier, there is 12 amos between the gourds. So the difference is that according to the Chachamim, you do not need the barren area of 2 amos. So what do they really hold then? So even though that they hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to have this alternating of more of onions than gourds, and they also agreed that you have to have 12 amos between one set of gourd and its neighboring set of gourd, like it says in the Mishnah. But the difference is there was no empty spaces. So it would come out, if you need the 12 amos between one gourd and the other gourd without needing an empty space, so economically and efficiency, it worked out better, according to the Chachamim, because you didn't need to leave an empty area. You can actually fill that whole area of 12 amos with onions. It would also be a lot less work. You didn't have to dig out that area too. So you can see the picture below, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, that you'd have 4 amos of gourds, 12 amos of onions, and then 4 amos of gourds, and you'd only need to separate it with the furrow. And the Rav says, Allah is like the Chachamim.